some things that have been on my mind lately. I don't necessarily want to talk about one thing in particular because I'm just at the point where I'm just like, what haven't I talked about style-wise? But I wanted to kind of like get you into my head right now about what I'm thinking about clothing-wise, style-wise, purchase-wise, okay? So in my mind right now, it's at the end of May. I'm thinking white tank for the summer because it's already hot, all right? I'm thinking linen. Do I want linen pants? Do I want a linen button down? Do I want to go to J. Crew?
Hi!
I had another show that started. That's what that was. But anywho, continuing my thoughts. I'm thinking like loose fitting clothes. It's hot. You don't want anything really sticking to you this season. So beach fits. I can't find my yellow beach bag that I had last year. I know I didn't throw it away. I went through all of my suitcases because when my seasons change, that's where I put my winter clothes, is in my suitcases that I have in the big walk-in closet. I don't see it in there. I don't know where I put it. I gave up looking for it, so I just bought me a new beach bag. And so I'm just getting things ready to go to the beach in the next 2 weeks. Ballet flats? Are ballet flats coming back? Do I want ballet flats? And right now, you really have to think about whether you're a man or a woman. Do you need these things that you want? Do you already have something at home that are like these things that you say you want? And if you already have them, do not rebuy them. Do not keep buying them. You don't need them again. Okay? So, let's see. We have classic minimal looks. I'm interested in classic minimal looks. So instead of like having more stuff, I want more minimal looking things, more classic looking things. Less logo, less print everywhere. Just like very well made, comfortable, fits well, that sort of thing. And when you're at the end of your 30s, that's what your wardrobe should look like. A bit more refined, a bit more clean. You should look like you know what works, okay, for you. And do I need anything? Like, I'm really big on do I need anything, because the reality is, girl, where are you to put it? Where are you going to put it? Button downs and shorts. I'm liking that right now for some reason. I don't know what it is, but button down and shorts are button down and white socks and men's legs showing with hair on it and a nice clean high top sneaker. So cute. I love it. I don't know what it is. Sneakers with no socks. You know, I feel like this, and a lot of people are against sneakers with no socks, but I feel like certain sneakers you can have no socks with, like a Nike Cortez, cute. Put on an anklet, keep it moving. Adidas, cute. Low top Converse, cute, but you cannot wear them for extended hours because your toes will fall the fuck off. Ankles will be burning. Vans, cute. Low top, I feel like those are good with no socks. French tiptoes into it, okay? I think it's very clean. I think it's very classic. Even like a light pink underlay. Very clean, very classic. Love it. Tote bags, because it's hot as fuck. You don't want any bag sitting up under your arm making it really hot. You need a bag with a drop down or something you can hold in your hand, okay? Do you want another tattoo? Do I want another tattoo? I'm feeling a tattoo itch coming on. I think I do. But I'm going to wait. I'm going to think about it. Because when I do tattoos, I like to wait and think about it. Okay, that's the smart thing to do. Another thing, be realistic with yourself. It's already summertime. If you haven't been going to the gym, okay, side eye. If you have been going to the gym, okay, but let's be realistic. Will you lose weight to wear that? Or should you just give it away? All right. Birthday month ready. I am so birthday month ready. Okay. Do I really want anything for my birthday? Been thinking about it. Can't even put my name on something. I don't know what I really want for my birthday. Okay. That whole sugar, no carb, avoidant diet failed. It did not work. Lasted like a week and a half, okay? I am not a smoker. I am not a drinker. I am an eatist, okay? That's not even a word, but I am an eatist. I like to eat things that taste good. I don't overindulge, but I probably shouldn't have the things that taste good. I haven't had a donut yet, but have some donuts been looking cute? Yes. But the reality is I have a goal, and I'm trying to slim down, and I'm trying to get more toned. And from what the people say, I do look more toned, but that scale number is not moving fast enough for me, okay? But I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to stick to it, okay? And to stick to it. But I do like eating what the fuck I like. And for June, I'm going to eat what the fuck I like. All right. Gym discipline, amazing. All right. That number on that scale is stuck. And that banging is a goddamn bird in my backyard that always does it near my room. Rude. Okay. I talk to people and the people are really trying to do less. I'm just going to pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambypodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books. Or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambypodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambypoddenspot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show. Keep a clean head, not complicate things, and really just do what they want. Go where you want, be around the people you want to be around, smell good, look good. And I think on top of the chaos that's happening in this economy, people losing jobs, people moving, people not wanting to move, people starting anew, stay fresh, look good, feel good. Do what you need to do for your mental, do what you need to do for your physical, and don't overextend yourself, okay? Shit is already complicated, don't add more to your plate. And on top of everything, if you cannot afford it, don't buy it. If you cannot afford those payments, don't agree to those terms, okay? Be realistic to yourself. Do not add on more stress if you don't need to, all right? All right. And that's just where I'm at, okay? I hope you guys are outside looking good, smelling good. I love the shoes that are coming out. I love watching you guys get dressed. I love the colors. I love the fact that people are cleaning up their spaces. The people are on this level of having less. People are selling shit. But this is another thing, too. Let me talk about the selling shit part. Poshmark is my spot. when I want to sell shit, okay? I love to get on Poshmark and sell stuff. I will also say, before you go to that store and buy those shoes at the highest price, check Poshmark, because a lot of people buy the stuff new, never wear it, and post it for a lot less than it would be in the store, okay? So check Poshmark first before you go into the store to buy what you think you want. And if you have something in your home, you haven't worn it, it's sitting in the box, post it on Poshmark and see if somebody else wants it, okay? Stop holding on to things that you're never going to wear, that you already spent the money, and try to make some money off of it and get rid of it. Let's stop holding on to things that we don't need. But let's also be realistic with the fact that if you buy something and you already cannot afford it and you haven't worn it and you're trying to sell it back, people do not have the extra money that they used to have. So maybe the things you find that you post on your Poshmark are not moving as fast as they used to because people are paying their bills over buying shit. And that's the reality of it. Stores are not making the sales that they're used to because people are paying their bills and the things that they need to survive instead of buying more shit. And I need people to understand that. I need people to understand that, yeah, you are probably hiring, but you're not paying shit. You're not paying someone enough to come to this job and work the hours that you need them to work in order to survive. So the job is not more like work. It's more like slavery. Okay? A lot of jobs are not paying people enough to do the back and forth commute and pay their bills and still have something left over. People are under every paycheck because utilities are higher, gas is higher, car notes are higher, car insurance is higher, health insurance is higher, what kids need for school is higher, mortgages is higher. So come on. If you want to raise your prices on shit, know that you have to raise people's pay. If you're not raising people's pay, nobody's going to buy your shit. And that's just the reality of life right now. Okay? But do what you can do in order to look good, feel good, smell good. My name is Shan. This is Wear It Right with Shan. I will be back in June with some more. But for right now, this is just a real come to Jesus moment. And I know people understand me and people feel me, okay? But we really have to have discipline in the choices we make and the shit that we buy right now, okay? So if I'm doing that, you should be doing that too, because you don't need that stress. You just don't need that stress. But you look good.